Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the real measure of our wealth is how much we would be worth if we lost our money. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study again today, and we're glad that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's get back to our study. We're talking about the fact that Paul said to the church at Corinth, I'm not going to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yet, as we look at the things Paul wrote about, there were a lot of things that were involved in preaching Christ and Him crucified other than just telling that He lived and that He died. So when we looked at Acts 8, we found Philip going into Samaria and preaching Christ, the same thing as Paul said that he had preached. But now look at what is said in regard to this in verse 12 of Acts 8. They believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God. Remember he said, this is about Christ. He preached about the kingdom of God, and we've identified the kingdom as being the church. So he preached about the church. Then again, the name of Jesus Christ. When we use the expression, the name of, we're talking about authority, authorization. When we do something in somebody's name, we're saying there's authorization for that. So when we do something in regard to the teaching, and it's in the name of Christ, we're saying Christ authorizes what we're doing along this line. Well, certainly anything that we do ought to be authorized by Christ. Look at a passage in Colossians 3 in verse 17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed. Now that's pretty comprehensive, isn't it? Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give honor and glory to Him because you're doing it in His name. That means by His authority, doesn't it? All right, so when Philip preached Christ, he preached about the church, and he preached also about the authority that belongs to Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author of salvation. I read that in the Hebrew letter, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. He's the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. So if He authors the salvation that we obtain, then He's the one who has a right to tell us what we're to do and what we're not to do. But look at another thing involved in preaching Christ. The record says they preached that people were to be baptized, both men and women. Doesn't it seem strange to you, friends, that we have people in East Liverpool and Chester throughout our area who spend their time saying, you don't need to be baptized. They claim to be following the teachings of the Bible, and yet when it comes to the matter of baptism, they want to drop the Bible teaching. They don't want any part of that. But if you look carefully at what we're looking at, you'll be aware of the fact that preaching Christ involves preaching baptism for the remission of sins. The Bible teaches that the Lord will forgive people based on their being baptized because they are believers in Christ. In Acts 22 and verse 16, the record says, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Wouldn't it be strange to be in a position where you would say, well, I know that's what the Bible says, you wash away your sins when you're baptized, but that's not the way it is. You're not forgiven, your sins are not washed away when you're baptized into Christ. Well, I think I'd rather stand with the biblical statement than the ideas of some man. How about this passage? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, Peter said, baptism saves us. Does your preacher say, baptism does not save us? Which would you rather stand with? The Apostle Peter by inspiration, or maybe your preacher who doesn't understand the teachings of God's Word? Well, the fact is that preaching Christ involves telling people about the kingdom, telling people about the name of Christ, and then baptizing them for the remission of past sins. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.